The overall story of Tyler, the Creator's newest album is something many have lived through. You fall for someone. They reciprocate, but refuse to go all in. So you exist in limbo, waiting on them to bring you heaven or send you to hell. Consumed by the lack of closure, you wallow, you hurt, you may even rage. But eventually, and thankfully, you come to your senses and move on. Welcome to Igor, Tyler's Gothic Romance. This Colossus Podcast micro-series provides the vital details studied, analyzed, deconstructed, unraveled, and presented for your enjoyment. My name's Chris Lambert. Let's dive in. A major consideration for writers is how much they show versus how much they tell. Mark Twain could have simply said, "Tom Sawyer was a very bright kid, able to convince other kids to do anything, whether it was good for them or not." Instead, Mark Twain showed us by creating a whole scene where Tom Sawyer has to paint a fence as punishment, but manipulates the other neighborhood kids to do the chore for him, and they actually pay him for the chance. As with most things, a balance of showing and telling allows a work to have nuance but still be accessible. If it's all showing, you end up with deep but obtuse results that polarize audiences, like 2001 A Space Odyssey or The Sound and the Fury. If it's all telling, you run the risk of sounding like a children's book. Both have strengths and weaknesses. An excellent example of balance comes from Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. Over the course of To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick reads out, at the end of certain songs, increasing amounts of a 24-line poem. Track 3 reveals only the first line.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
Track 5 increases the total to 6 lines.
Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room.
Track 7 adds 2 more.
I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
The surprise is that the poem, which you don't hear in full until the final track, is a summary of To Pimp a Butterfly's narrative. So at the end of track 5, the chunk of poem finishes with, "Found myself screaming in a hotel room." The very next song, "You," just so happens to have Kendrick screaming in a hotel room. Show-heavy works like To Pimp a Butterfly will often include specific moments of telling that help audiences understand what's happened and why. We call these moments inroads. On Igor, Tyler uses quotes from Gerard Carmichael, comedian and longtime collaborator, as inroads similar to Kendrick's poem. Track 4.
Exactly what you run from, you end up chasing. Like, you can't avoid, but just chasing it and just, like, trying, giving it everything that you can.
Track 6.
Sometimes you gotta close the door to open a window.
Track 8.
But at some point, you come to your senses.
Track 9.
I don't know what's harder, letting go or just being okay with it.
Track 10.
Everything.
Like, I hate wasted potential. That shit crushes your spirit. It really does. It crushes your soul.
Each quote provides context for the songs that follow. Tyler is both fearful of and longing for his unnamed love interest. The obstacle is the girlfriend Tyler's guy won't kick to the curb. This love triangle plays out throughout part 1, with the girl eventually becoming a door that Tyler would like to close. Part 2 contains the last 3 quotes, all of which deal with what happens when you start moving on. For anyone who can't add up what's happening on Igor through the lyrics alone, Carmichael's quotes tell you what you need to know, making it easier, hopefully, to decode the album, or at least a song or two.
Go This micro-series is part of the Colossus Podcast Network. This episode was written and recorded by Chris Lambert and produced by me, Travis Bean. Be sure to check out the other shows that are part of our growing network, including Watching the Throne, where we dissect the discography of Kanye West, and Your Brain on Film, where we take a deep dive into movies.